Yesterday, I sat down with Rachel and Ashley, graduate students from Monmouth University, helping put together a fundraiser to support street children in Guatemala.
Can you tell me a little bit about the situation going on in Guatemala with the street children?
Basically, because of the political corruption and the inability for the government to provide social services to youths, a lot of marginalized and vulnerable children have been essentially left to fend for themselves in the streets of Guatemala City.
They're having a lot of issues right now. Like in the past, there was one month where 42 street children were killed, and basically no one really does anything about it. Like, the police really turn a blind eye to it. The community doesn't really do much. There isn't really much resources for these kids.
Why is it that the people of Guatemala overlook these killings?
The community views the children more as pests than they do kids.
Basically because they just have a really negative perception of the children in general. These are kids that are oftentimes violent with one another and towards other people. Many people view them as drains on society, when really I think that people should be looking at, you know, why society hasn't provided for these people.
And how do these children end up on the streets?
Essentially, 40-year civil war in Guatemala ended in the late 1990s, and since then there really hasn't been much political stability due to a lot of corruption. So the building of social resources that kind of were depleted during the Civil War has not occurred. So a lot of the people that are left in the margins are children. Children usually end up on the streets because their parents have either been abducted, killed, or put in jail.
There was one teenager, I guess. His name was Dixon, and I believe he was more of a, necessarily a refugee, but he grew up in Honduras, and his family just had so many kids that I think he felt more like just a burden on them rather than like a wanted member of the family, because you know when you're really poor and you've got a bunch of mouth to feed, it's really hard. And so he left and became a street child, ended up in Guatemala City, and then through Project Movimiento, Carlos, who is the head of the program, met Dixon doing street outreach, going out at night, started talking to him, and really became a father figure to Dixon. I mean, it's very personal program. It's not informal like a lot of the U.S. programs we have here. So he convinced Dixon to come and start living in the home. Dixon got a job. He got a girlfriend. I believe his girlfriend was pregnant. Basically, he was moving towards getting off the streets. And I believe in last spring, Yap sent a liaison down to Guatemala, and they were there for a week, and they all met Dixon and became very close to him. And then the week later, after they had left, Dixon was in the supermarket, black Jeep pulls up, middle of the day, someone gets out of the car and just goes up and shoots him, execution style, in the middle of the street, and nothing happens. Like, no repercussions, nothing is done. And that just gives a picture of why this project is needed, and why Carlos and Alan and people like this are needed to really help advocate for these kids.
The charity event is happening November 16th, and what exactly will that fundraising go towards?
It'll go towards Project Movimiento. They have basically, their approach is threefold. They do street outreach, where they go out at night to these poor neighborhoods that people really aren't very comfortable going to, and talk to these kids, build relationships with them, and try to convince them to come to the shelter that they have. And the shelter is really needs-based, depending on what the kids need. They can provide a roof over their heads, vocational training, health services if they're needed. And then they also have a school, I think it's called Zona 18, and it's for street children who also have to work. Lots of these kids, you know, they work during the day to provide for themselves, and they can't go to school and work at the same time. So they created this school that works around their work hours. And so a lot of it's just elementary education and basic primary education.
I will say that it's a very powerful program because these people are trying to target so much systems change within the country. Many of the people who are working against them have tried to kind of delay the progress through torturing and even abducting some of the central players that are working within this legendary and groundbreaking program in Guatemala. So the money is definitely going to a great cause and a very nationally known organization.
Alan Quinones, he is one of the lead workers in Project Movimiento. How is he personally involved?
Alan is the central street worker in Movimiento. He is one of the central outreach coordinators. Alan's a very charismatic and intelligent person. He has the ability to go into these very, very destitute areas, very crime-ridden and dangerous places within Guatemala City, and get on the level of these impoverished children and really reach out to them, letting them know what services are available, making sure that they feel safe and comfortable coming and seeking out resources that will better their situations and the situations of the community. Ellen is also the central liaison between Youth Advocate Programs, which is the nonprofit organization that is help funding the event. He's the central liaison between Youth Advocate Programs and Movimiento.
And you mentioned the Youth Advocates Program. Where can people go to get more information, and do you have anything else that's coming up?
If you want more information about Youth Advocate Programs, their website is www.yapinc.org. Most of their work is actually in the U.S. with kids in the country, but they have one other sister agency in Sierra Leone that if you go to the YAP website, look at their locations, and go down to the international program, you can find more information on both their Sierra Leone program and Project Movimiento.
Is there anything else that you would like people to know about the event?
The Guatemalan American population, especially New Jersey, is something that's quite overlooked. So I think that it's important for everyone in the community, whether or not you're involved or interested in social work or international development, to really open your eyes to the situations of even the Guatemalans living in our communities and kind of find the causes for why these people are here or the conflicts in their home front that they're struggling with while they're also living here. So I think it's something that we can all learn from and share.
And we just, again, please come out to the fundraiser. We're going to have food. It should be a good event, and we really appreciate your support.
The event takes place in Wilson Hall next Monday, November 16th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. People are encouraged to donate to help these children in need. There will be food and a Spanish translator for any students interested in the language and the culture. Speaker Alan Quinones will give his personal accounts of helping the children in Guatemala. Make sure to make it out to show your support. This has been Serena Raymond reporting for WMCX News.